Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
There is a path for Donald Trump to win thine election.
There is several paths for the Donald to win the election. Will he? Won't he? We'll find out. But there is a path. A lot of people, you know what's weird is, and Peter and I, who is filling in for Phil today, we're talking about this. These polls are wacky. I couldn't tell you. And Peter brought up a great point that remember that Michigan was easily supposed to be Hillary's and boom, wasn't even close. It was close, but they weren't close, the polls. I think they had her up at one time by 20. I think in the end, they, you know, going in that day, it was double digits still. He ended up, squeaking that one out. And they weren't close. The Brexit, because a lot of these companies work for everybody. The Brexit was another one of those things where a lot of new voters participate. A lot of people that aren't interested in the day-to-day of politics, because in truth, politics is one small slice. You got a big pizza, and there's always that one slice that's really small. At the end, you're like, I'm still kind of hungry, but I'm not really hungry, but I'll take that itty-bitty slice. That's what people think about of politics mostly. And that's maybe being generous. Maybe it's just a bite of that small slice. So there's a lot of people out there that are new to this. And I think the polls are off. Now, how far are they off? That's the question. That is the question. Are they off tremendously? How far are they off from what took place in the primaries? Because some of those that were missed big time were by Bernie supporters who I'm thinking maybe a third of them, if not a half of them, may not participate at all. So there's a lot of things in this, but there's a lot of people who are new to politics. I have gotten more text messages. You can always text the show, 323-538-2423. Over the last 20 days, we've got more calls where this is their first time voting. And for some of them, it's not their first opportunity to vote, but this is their first time voting. And they're new to politics. They don't know. They haven't voted before. They're looking at this across the board and thinking this is normal and that these are the kind of candidates you always get, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't know where this is, you know, where this is going. I would like to think that the pollsters are better, but also remember, everything in life evolves. And people who are forward-thinking usually arrive there first, and people don't even know where the hell you're going, right? They're the ones who said, hey, you guys need to come over here. Pollsters do things, many of them, in a very old-fashioned way. Now, they've changed it up a little bit to try to catch more millennials because nobody has a house phone anymore. That used to be the only way polls would do it. If you didn't have a home phone, and let's be real, who has a home phone? I haven't had a home phone in forever. Wouldn't know what to do with one. Why do I need one? I have a phone that goes with me 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. It's always with me. Pollsters would, boom. Kind of similar to the way they do, you know, unemployment. Well, you've been unemployed so long that you're no longer receiving benefits, so you're no longer counted. Well, guess what? People's cell phones, they vote. People with no phones vote. I don't think they really understand. You've got online polls that look completely different than polls that are done by phone. You've got people who do robocalls completely different than people who will answer questions to a live human being. Some people are embarrassed about the questions. I mean, the answers they're going to give because they think they're going to be judged. So you have so many different things that play into this. And when I look online, and I don't buy in, like Drudge, who won this debate? You know, Trump won every debate ever in the history of mankind, as far as they were concerned. Go over to MSNBC or the Daily Kos. Who won this debate? Huffington Post. Oh, she cleaned his clock. It's like, no, that's not real. Polls from both of those sides are not real because it's not it. And I don't look at the social media side of things either, because you can buy those. I can go out today and I could buy a million people to like my page. They're not real, but you can. So I don't buy into all of that. But what I do see is I see enthusiasm for Trump. And I think if we're honest here, I think if we're absolutely honest here about just the eyeball test, right? Sometimes in life, you know, you have to just look at things. You can look at the metrics and you can look at the data. And then sometimes you also have to just look at and do an eyeball test. I look at Hillary and I look at her rallies when it's just Hillary. And they're dull, and it's like a Tupperware party. Chad, that was sexist. Whatever. Get over it. I look at Donald Trump's rallies, and sometimes, I'll be honest, they're wild. They're crazy. It's like a WWE night. And the difference in crowd is huge. Now, is there 15,000 people in that crowd, the 15,000 people throughout that little area that is going to vote for Trump? But there's 200,000 people that live there, and all 15,000 showed up? Or are there more people out there that are quiet, that aren't the screamers and the yellers, that will keep their mouth shut, that just want to go about their day, and they're going to walk into that booth, and they're going to pull a lever for Trump, but they're not going to talk about it, and they're going to move on with their lives? It's possible. Hillary has 1,000 people somewhere, 2,000 people. They don't seem very enthused, but does she have a million people outside of that building that still are going to vote for her? So you don't know. We don't know. And that's the craziness of stuff like this. It's not a perfect science, and it's imperfect science. Essentially, it's the best guesstimation. So when I look at polls, I take them always with a grain of salt. And the eyeball test for me is real. And I will say this. Whether Trump has a 20,000 people in arena and that's the only people in the state that like him, or she's got 1,000 people in an arena and there's a million people that like him, as far as enthusiasm go, he cleans her clock. She is nowhere near him as far as enthusiasm. Excuse me. His enthusiasm is huge. And it's the same thing. I watched President Obama today give a speech. The crowd was up. The crowd was big. The crowd was loud. The crowd was crazy. She gets on stage. It's a thud. It's a... Oh, here she comes. There's no enthusiasm there. Nobody's going and voting excitingly for her. People are going excitingly for Trump. Understand, too, if you're a Trump supporter, you're deemed by many people. You're a racist. You're a xenophobe. You're a homophobe. There are so many phobes you are. You're a phobiphobe. You're so phobic that people are phobic of you. That's how phobic you are. That's something to think about. It's interesting because people do get labeled that way. And it's crazy that we think about stuff like that. But the fact is, this is the world that we live in. We live in this very bizarre world where we're trying to do all that we possibly can to get it right. And sometimes we don't get it right because people lie. People sometimes just don't show up. How many of you say you want to do something on a Monday? Hey, we're doing something this weekend. You want to do something? Yep, I'd love to. And then you're trying to figure out a way to get out of it the entire week. Because buyers are liars. Peter pointed out something here. Says polls can be honest, good, scientific, and still wrong. And he's right about one thing. What happens if the turnout? Because that's another one of those things. We're trying to forecast a turnout. I have said, this is where I thought the turnout could go at times. 53 million to 51 million. Benefits Hillary, 48 million to 46 million, benefits Trump. How many people are going to show up? Seems like a good idea at the time. Don't show up. You have to factor all of this in. And for the first time in a long time, I don't believe most of these polls. Not that I think they're that Trump's up by 20 or any. I just don't think anybody really knows. I don't think anybody really knows. But if it's based on enthusiasm, I think Trump wins. But what it really isn't based on is who's going to show up. Those are the things that matter. Who is going to show up? Because a lot of times we get excited and we don't show up. We don't. Mm-mm-mm. Speaking of showing up, maybe after the polls are closed and the pollsters can look for new jobs, maybe they didn't find the best candidates to help them with their polling. They can now. If you're hiring and you don't know where to go, you're like, I got to find the best candidate. Where do I go? You can post your job in one place, but let's be real. You got to cast a much bigger net. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job in all the top job sites, and now you can. And folks, not only am I telling you, you can do this. You can do this big time, and you can do it for free today with the Chad Benson Show. Think about this for a second. You're looking for a great employee. You know how tough it is out there, and you're thinking to yourself, where do I do it? How would you like to post your job to 100-plus sites, including social media sites like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click? You can do it for free today with ZipRecruiter.com just for listening to the show. Find any candidate, any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails because you're busy or calls to your office. Quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the best one fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter's been used by over 1 million businesses and counting. One of those should be yours. You can do it for free right now. Listeners of my show, The Chad Benson Show, you can go to ZipRecruiter.com, and for free, you can post a job. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/report. Got to use slash report. That's ZipRecruiter.com/report. One more time. Post your job for free. ZipRecruiter.com/report, and you'll find the best candidate. ZipRecruiter.com/report. It's The Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
Ash Carter, Defense Secretary, has launched a sweeping review of military recruiting standards, saying current roles for screening new entrants may be overly restrictive. Translation, we're running out of people who want to do this job. We're running out of people who want to be all they can be. We got to figure this out. They're looking at fitness standards, marijuana use, tattoo regulations, and the military's longtime reluctance to allow single parents to start military careers. They're loosening up regulations. Will they get the dregs of society? Might get a few. Will they get people who want to serve?
Yeah.
Are they going to get a lot of people who have nowhere else to go? Want to change? Get a lot of those, I'm sure. It's going to be very interesting to see. And people are already saying, oh, my God, these standards, the marijuana use, the tattoos. Is that just, I find that bizarre, right? Like, your job, if you join the military, is to be a badass. So you have tattoos. Maybe it makes you a little bit more of a badass. I don't know. I've got tats. Does it make me any more badasser? Very interesting, though. I think that when you look at society and see how we've changed in a lot of ways. We were talking about this, producer Anthony and I, today. That police, when we were younger, police had to have a certain height requirement. Our vice president here, Kelly, she used to be a flight attendant back in the 80s. And she would say, look, you had to be a certain height, depending on where you worked. You know, you had to, there was a time in the day when you had to, in Pan Am, you had to be a nurse if you wanted to be a flight attendant. Think about that. A lot of these prerequisites, when's the last time? I mean, come on, you get on once in a while, you're like, well, she's hot or, oh, he's, you know, he's a good looking dude. And Anthony's like, I don't know how many guys I've seen on there. It's like, they could barely get down, up and down the aisle. Like, you know, pushing that cart, look like they're going to pass. I'm like, do you need a seat? Same thing with police officers. How many of you out there who are either police or who are worked in law enforcement, or for all intents and purposes, run into the police all the time through your work, or maybe you just get pulled over a lot. I don't know. And you think to yourself, a brisk walk would send this officer into cardiac arrest. Think about that. I mean, we've all seen it. My mother, her dream before I came along and ruined her life was to be a police officer, but she also knew she couldn't do it back in her day because she didn't meet the prerequisite height at the time for a woman to be a police officer. There's a lot of those things. Nowadays, I see cops of all sizes, all makes, all models, and it's weird. So why shouldn't the military, looking for people, try to find some people where maybe they, you know, some stones aren't left unturned? Plus, we're running out. We're running out of people. People aren't joining the way they used to. So you got to look at other alternatives. Marijuana, should that rule you out completely? Tattoos, should that? Fitness standards, well, you can improve fitness if you think you have somebody who's great. You know, just like in baseball, guy comes in baseball and they may leave him back for an extra 3 or 4 weeks of fitness training. Maybe if somebody comes in there and they're 50 pounds overweight or 40 pounds, but they tested really well and you think this person might be good, maybe you know what you do? Maybe you give them 6 extra weeks of boot camp, 6 extra weeks of this, that, and the other. There's ways to do it. Turning over to find maybe a gem here or there. Will they all be gems? Probably not. But they will, I'm sure, find some other gems. But also, they have no choice anymore. They have to widen their view. They have to cast a larger net because the net they have right now, people don't seem to be interested. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. The Chad Benson Show Facebook. At Chad Benson Show Twitter. CHADBENSON. Text the show. Got a lot of people texting in about the election. Texter writes in, I'm one of those silent people who you don't hear about. Another texter writes in saying, you know, for Christians, this is an extremely important opportunity for us to overturn Roe versus Wade. And this is the opportunity that we haven't seen in a long time because of the bench. Text the show, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. They were horrible songs. We'll talk about them next. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
There's a lot of good music out there, and there's a lot of bad music. Sometimes bad music, it gets stuck in your head forever. What do they say, earworms? That's what it is. You could have earworms, and those earworms love that tune you're playing. Readers of the New York Post were told to chime in with the 20 worst songs of all time. I think they did a pretty good job here. There's a few on here. And here's the thing. Some of these songs I like. And here's the thing. All of these songs, you by and large, you know them. And you know the words. And at the time, you thought they were great. And you listen back and you thought they were crap. Starship, We Built This City was one of the songs that was in there. In fact, it was so bad that co-singer Gray Slick called it the worst song ever in a Vanity Fair interview, 2012. She says it's horrible. It's horrible. I don't think that's very nice. Grace, one of the songs that's on here, not because it was a for lack of effort and star power, it was just horrible. It was America's answer to Live Aid. It was USA for Africa. We are the world.
We are the world.
We are the world.
We are the
world.
We are the
world.
We are the
world.
We are the
world.
We are the world. We are the world. We are the world.
can rest well in death knowing this. He was asked to participate in the song, and he said, it's horrible. I won't do it. Bare Naked Ladies, who was supposed to be Canada's answer to the Red Hot Chili Peppers, which I've never understood. 1 week. Some of the parts of the song. Was it Chick of the Chine, the Chinese Chicken? Having No Lights On with Dollar Mays on. They mentioned the word Sailor Moon in there as well. Another song, and this here's another song though that's catchy. All these songs you've heard, they're very catchy, right? It's not like we have some one cool band like the Rubber Bands. Here come the Rubber Band. Woo! No, no, they're all bands that you've probably heard of. You know the song, you know it by heart. You've heard it 1,000 times. When it was in its day, you're probably like, this is a great song. This one I never got while it came out, but a lot of people like it. This is Bobby McFerrin, Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry. Be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy.
Oh, God. And the video was horrible. Robin Williams was in it, a couple other people. Just not a very, it was just looking back and you're like, ugh. Hey, they got Terry Jack, Season in the Sun on here. That's a pretty bad song. Berlin, Take My Breath Away is also on here. Here's one that I absolutely still enjoy. I don't care what anybody says. And forever, they will be the greatest band to ever come out of Jamaica. It's the Baha Men. Who let the dogs out?
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 But the party was nice, the party was pumping. And everybody having a ball.
Yippee-yi-yo. I don't know how. Look, everybody who's ever gone to a sporting event, right? Because that's totally on every jock jams ever. You go to a sporting event, you want them to let the dogs out. I don't care. You want people dancing and having fun. That to me is, yes. Should it have won a Grammy? Should it win an Academy Award? Because I think it was in a movie. No, it's none of those things. But it's fun. It's fun. It is, that's for sure. Steve Miller Band also on here, The Joker. I don't know. I thought Steve Miller was one of those people that doesn't write bad music. I see no Bob Dylan on here, right? I see none of that. Another song that comes to us that is supposedly one of the worst of all times comes to us from a German woman. Her name is Nena. And if you also talk about the 99 Luftballoon. You know what I remember about that video? First of all, there's a one red balloon in it. And for those of you who don't know, Nena was German. And this was about the impending Cold War apocalypse, nuclear war. There's a red balloon. She's kicking it. But when she's singing, she, you know, back in the day, she didn't shave her armpits. So that was a little weird, to be real there. She's a 99 Luftballoon. She did it in both German and in English. Eddie Murphy party all the time? How can you do that? Although I will say this, Eddie Murphy had a song on there called Boogie in Your Butt. That is worse than Party All the Time. If you've not heard Boogie in Your Butt, there's a part in the song where it says, put a telephone in your butt, put a dinosaur bone in your butt. That's the worst part of it. The Beatles' Hey Jude is on here. You got Bryan Adams' Everything I Do It For You. I think some of these are because they were so overplayed. They were so overplayed that you were just like, oh, I've got to get rid of that. Another song is by a rapper who we weren't quite sure what in God's name he was saying. His name is Dezillinger. And designer, designer, whatever his name. Here it is. It's called Panda. Panda, Panda. I got broads in Atlanta. She's a Dolby in the family. Credit cards in the scammers. Hitting the licks in the van. Legacies, family. Wait and see, they like a panda. Going out like a Montana. Honey killers on the helmets. No idea what he's saying. He's mumbling. That's what they say. The song was number one. It confused many people. I think that's absolutely true. Europe's Final Countdown. The Macarena is on here. And speaking of dances, before there was ever the Macarena, there was a safety dance. Men Without Hats, and for those of you who don't know who they were, if you've never seen the video, you should YouTube it. It is incredible because they used medieval culture and a midget long before Game of Thrones ever did. Right? And it starts out S-S-S-S-A-A-A-F-F-F-F-E-E-E-T-T-T-Y-Y-Y, safety dance dance. It's great. It's just great. I don't know how they could say that's horrible. I don't. Okay, I get the Macarena because again it was annoying. The Hughes Corporation Rock the Boat is also on. Early disco feature. They said it feels very thin. Speaking of disco and the industry I'm in, he is a major radio star for a very long time here in Los Angeles and nationwide. He's still going, but he had a hit as well, and it's a hit you should be ashamed of. Rick Dees and his Band of Idiots with Disco Duck.
Flapping my arms, I begin to cluck. Look at me, I'm the disco duck.
Cluck down, mama. I'm clucking heavy, mama.
Disco, disco duck.
Cluck heavy, mama.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I had the 38 of that. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you. I was a huge Rick Dees fan as a kid growing up. He's my inspiration to get in the business growing up in Los Angeles. Rick Dees, baby. Rick Dees. And I think that's his wife, Julie, who was a big-time voice actress doing the disco ducky duck version in there. She did a lot of stuff for, like, Smurfs and whatnot. But that's hilarious. Somebody just texted in. You can text the show, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. A lot of people saying, oh, my God, what about Rick James, Party All the Time? What about Walking on Sunshine, Katrina and the Waves? That song, what's wrong with that song? But the song that everybody hates the most, well, he not only gave us this song, he also gave us the likes of Hannah Montana and Miley Cyrus. It is Billy Ray, the mullet king himself, with Achy Breaky Heart.
Oh, you can tell my lips, you can tell my fingertips, they won't be reaching out for you no more. Don't tell my heart, my achy breaky heart, I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy breaky heart, he might blow up and kill his man.
Okay, so what do you hate him for most? The song or for Miley? That's the question that needs to be asked. And the mullet. The mullet was pretty amazing. It's all business in the front, and it was definitely all party in the back. Just a few of the world's worst songs, according to many people. People are like, how can you do the Beatles? How can you put, you know, some of these songs in there? Oh, my goodness. Because, again, I think some of it is it was overplayed in its day. It was. To me, I think of all those songs that are the worst songs of all time, if you're just going to look at that list, there's no doubt in my mind the worst song of all time is We Built a City. That is just, and it was in the movie Mannequin, so it makes it doubly worse. Goodness, we didn't see Kim Cattrall again until she was on Sex and the City. Oh, goodness. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, @Chad Benson Show, Twitter, CHADBENSON. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Love when you text the show. Please do. 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Simple and easy. A little say what straight ahead. Strange noise. 80-year-old model. And a note to parents that's very shameful. Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
This is funny. I'm looking at this model who's 80 years old. His name is Wang Dixun. He's 80. He appeared this week in China's fashion show in Beijing. And I have to be completely honest with you. I would like to look that good at 45 as this cat does at 80. I don't know what he's doing, but we need to be doing some of that. He is ripped and yoked. He is absolutely, it's crazy. His whole thing's about being inspired. He says he works out hard. He says legal requirements for retirement, women is 50, civil servants 55, and for most men, 60. So I don't know what he does, but he says, you know what? You got to try stuff in life you've never tried before. Nature determines age, but you determine your state of mind. Man, he's called the world's sexiest grandpa. I don't know about that. If you're going to Canada, you may want to help them out with this. Mysterious noise is emanating from the sea floor in Canada's northern territory, where the only people that are there are people who are hunting for their own food. Those are the only people that are there. People who live so far out there, they only hunt for said food. It's heard in the Fury-Helka Strait, channel of the Nuvant region. They said it's gotten so weird that even people in boats can hear the hum and the ping underneath their boats, and it has scared off much of the wildlife, which is causing people to have big concern there. But it's isn't that great? Wouldn't it be weird if the entire time we were looking to the stars for the alien attack, right? This, we're looking to the stars. And really, they killed all the dinosaurs, and then they parked their butt in the water, and they just waited because they're going to harvest us. That's it. They're waiting. They're waiting until we're... In fact, each continent is just a giant scale. And they're looking to see, once they get to that point where everything is ready to roll, they're going to snack on us big time. That's all they're doing. They're waiting for us, kids. Scary. And this is kind of sad. This is a say what of epic proportion. A couple, Matt and Kelly Bruning from San Diego, California, were shell-shocked after receiving an anonymous letter from their neighbor shaming them for the size of their house. It says, parent, it's important that you know that you guys are about the most selfish parents around because you like the beach. Your boys are trapped inside a tiny one-bedroom upstairs apartment. Kids need a yard to play in, a swing set, or a trike to ride when they want to. Not just when it's convenient for you. I don't know this, but I doubt either of you had to grow up under these conditions. Shame on you. Now, they have two kids, a 2- and 4-year-old. They have a 2-bedroom, 2-bath condo, not too far from the beach. And by the way, in California, just let me tell you, that 2-bedroom, 2-bath condo where they live probably goes for $600,000, maybe $700,000, maybe a little bit more than that. They've been there for 9 years. I would be appalled at that, too. This is another one of those do-gooder situations, right? Like, you know what's best. You know what's best. Now, Anthony said, maybe it's one of these condos where they live above you and they're storming around and the kids are playing and, you know, the person's kind of annoyed, like you don't got a yard. The kids are loud. That kind of stuff. I mean, when I think of condo living, I kind of think it's mostly for people who are, you know, retired or single people, things like that. You know, you don't really think of it as a family thing, but California is California. It's expensive. And, you know, to get close to the beach in a place like San Diego, you're going to pay big money. And they like where they live. Nothing wrong with that. The kids don't seem to mind. They each, you know, they got a bedroom to share. Life's not so bad. But I love, I could never, unless there was violence perpetrating on a child, or, you know, the kids were taking drugs, or they're getting molested, something like that, I could never write a note to somebody about their child saying, you know, your child's outside being a little loud. You might want to take him to the park once in a while. You're selfish. I could never do that. I don't know how people do. Text the show 323-538-24. 323-538-2423. People are texting in. Culture Club is one that should have been on there. Achy Breaky Heart, I threw up a little bit in my mouth. Definitely Miley is the worst. So we talked about the worst songs ever. And we said, who gave us the worst? Was it Achy Breaky Heart from Billy Ray, or was it Miley? How about Afternoon Delight? Mambo number 5. Anthony shaking his head to Afternoon Delight. Say, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N. You can text the show. Feel free. We love when you do. 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.